I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, here we are. It took us about 3 hours to get here.
But it was worth it.
You guys should know that Bridget and I just was on my time hop and I had like a cryptic tweet about not having sex with someone.
In favor of eating a panini instead.
A delightful panini. My sponsored by Broadway's Finest Deli. But...
Exactly a year ago.
Exactly a year ago. And I was like, I don't know. I can't. I like could not call to mind a single person that would want to have sex with me a year ago today.
Bridget, no less who you would turn down.
No less who I would turn down.
We tried a couple of avenues first, to going through a couple of sources. And then
Bridget went through all of our texts for the past year, which, wow, what a year in review.
It took probably, 20 minutes? At 25 least. Minutes.
We've had a year, the two of
us. Yeah, we've done a year in review. We did a larger, 2-year review in pictures. It's very wholesome.
But we found out, and it was a Bumble guy whose name I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. But we now remember all the circumstances and the important details, including that the panini.
including, but not limited to, the delightful panini. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember him now. We met at a bar. We saw Itanya. We went to another bar. He was really into making out in public, which is not mm-hmm. something I'm super into.
The words then, pretentious, were you? The pretentious ass?
He was a film, studies, person. Oh,
yeah, so
He only
synonymous
referred to movies as films.
Uh-huh.
And, the defined, I remember now. I remember.
It was worth the 25 minutes.
Yes, because, God.
It would have eaten us from the inside.
From the inside out. And I was like, time hop, this is why you're a vicious bitch.
Time hop's also a vicious lady because sometimes...
She likes to remind you of happier times.
Well, that, but or things will pop up where I'll be like, I just looked at this 4 days ago. You know, it feels like 3 months instead of a year where you're the last time that I saw something on time hop.
Well, are you excited for January 2019 through 2023 before we get to February 2019?
Wait.
Because January always feels...
Oh, okay. That's what I thought was happening. Although this year in particular, January was many months long.
I don't think it will be for me.
No, it's going to fly.
And then I will fly.
Not that we have to get into it, but Brooke bought her ticket.
January 17th.
She's going. Guys, she is going. Airplane emoji, California.
Plane emoji, LA, baby. Sunglasses emoji, yeah. Sun.
That's it. All year round. How you feeling? Give us the brief... At this moment, she just laughed.
Troll emoji?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of emojis.
I can tell.
I'm feeling scared, excited,
mm-hmm.
and open.
I mean, what the perfect trilogy.
Yeah.
What the perfect trilogy.
What the perfect trilogy. Yeah. How are you feeling about me going to LA?
We don't have to. I have hours with my therapist for that. Scared, excited, proud.
Great.
There we go.
Yeah. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat,
the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about Sex in the City, 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
You should know that while I was watching this episode earlier, I was sitting on the couch and at one point I went, I totally get that. This episode is exactly what I needed today. I love Sex in the City. And Celie, our roommate, was like laughing at me from his room.
I mean, it is viscerally on the nose for both of us for today's exact feelings all the way around.
You guys, people are and continue to show that they are just the worst.
Garbage.
It's like you think you've compacted them and then they manage to compost.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that would imply you could grow something fresh from it, you know? So with that, I take the symbolic time is meaningless, but I'll take the new year, fresh start. Look, at least people are the trash is taking itself out before 2019. There's still hope.
Yeah, and Lily said something that was like, wow, in the final hour.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
a true finale.
She was like, a lot of shitty things have happened this year, but this might be like one of the dumbest and in really like in the nick of time.
Truly. Just had to pack it in, you know?
But I think I'm like really making this a 2018 chapter of my life.
Mm-hmm. And you turn that page, and someday it might be fun to go back and read. Maybe it just goes on the shelf.
Mm. You know, I love a shelf metaphor. Mm.
There was a Jonas Brothers song called Don't Take My Heart and Put It on a Shelf. Yep.
I don't even know what to say about that.
There's really nothing to say.
Miley Cyrus got married.
Yeah.
I talk about it every day in Sculpt. I'm like, because I have her new song in my playlist.
Mm.
And I'm just like, I'm so happy Miley Cyrus got married and is making music and is thriving. I feel like when she thrives, I can thrive.
Wow, I did not know there was such a correlation between you and Madam Cyrus.
Madam Cyrus, Madam Montana.
Smiley Miley. Madam Montana. Jesus. How were your holidays?
My holidays were very lovely. I went to Connecticut with the brothers Alex and a bunch of fit friends. I had great conversations and I met some new people. And I met some people, and I'm hoping that those will spur like good friendships and relationships out in LA.
Yeah, LA people. It's a fun little dip your toes in the pool.
Yeah, and like husband material, like we'll see.
Mm.
I like fall in love really easily, I guess.
What? Yeah.
There was literally a text that we found that was like, saw this person, shook hands, made eye contact, I'm in love. So
there was some the foundation for that had been poured and set.
Yeah, it was
before those texts. But indeed.
Yeah. But alas, that did not work out in my favor.
This year. Trash can.
And then we celebrated Alex Seeley's birthday.
That was very fun.
At the ping pong place.
The ping pong place.
I'm very good at ping pong.
Yeah, you were on a winning streak with various partners. You were the constant.
I played tennis.
We were partying with an original cast member of Mamma Mia.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, I can't believe I buried the lead. So Alex, my brother, brought some people from his play to hang out with us. And one of them had a friend in from the UK. And we were like, awesome. His name was Nigel. He was very nice. What a great name. Nigel and Paul and me and Jesse had all played ping pong. Those are names that may or may not mean anything to you. And that's okay.
Good names, though.
And then we had dispersed and I was talking to people and Alex was talking to the Brits and Alex screams my name. And I was like, I think I was talking to you, Bridget, right?
I think so.
And I was like, oh, excuse me. I'm being summoned.
By a demon instead of the other way around.
I went over and like we all stood in a huddle and Alex was like, Brooke, we need to tell you something about Nigel. And I was like, okay, what's up? And he was like, he was in the original London cast of Mamma Mia. And I was like,
what happened inside your body?
I was like, I clutched my pearls and then I was like, may I hug you? And he was like, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked for that.
And I was like, well, first I think I was like, I love Mamma Mia. And he's like, I heard that. And I was like,
oh boy,
like, that's not necessarily how I would like to lead, but I can't.
But you were led like, in that way.
I was like, I can't help it. And then I asked to hug him and I did. And he did. And he was very nice.
I mean, what a night.
What it was just like so special to share, just like what a gift. The winner really does take it all.
And then we danced.
And then we danced.
And then I got artichoke pizza and talked to girlfriend of the pod Emily Stout until 5.
You got 11. Artichoke pizza?
Yeah. That was my one stipulation. Whenever I go out anywhere near the East Village, that's what I give myself.
And
I got two slices and had the second one yesterday.
What
it's like
kind
an entire
did
meal.
You get?
Artichoke.
I have to go to Artichoke before I leave.
Have you never been?
Okay.
I see. It's like a go again before you leave kind of thing.
Yeah, that's on my list.
I'll go back with you.
Thank you. We have to go on the East Village, I guess.
I suppose. They do have one or two other locations.
Yeah. They have one on the High Line and they have one in Brooklyn, but I don't. No. I was going to say I don't go to Brooklyn, but I've been in Brooklyn
twice. You've
been
in Brooklyn twice in the past 24 hours. So, a liar do I spot.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was great. Referring to Christmas, this is either going to come out, either way, this is coming out after New Year. So we will or won't at some point have a New Year update. But for now, we're referring to
Christmas.
It was lovely. I went up on the morning of to Poughkeepsie and it was just a really nice, lovely day. I got a few things I really needed, which is fun. I'm so weird at asking for presents.
Yes.
Because like anything that I really want that's nice is like expensive and I'm going to buy for myself. And I either want like money or basically like practical things that will save me from spending money. That said, I thought of a few things that my sisters came through, which was very nice.
The brothers, Alex, got me. Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh my God, they're taking me to see Wicked.
Before. Brooke.
They were all just like sitting on the couch in Connecticut and they were like, oh, we're going to take you to dinner and to see Wicked. And I was like, I started crying. And Lily's dad was like, you shouldn't cry about that.
And you were like, no.
I was like, you don't know.
You don't get it. That's so cute.
Sorry, cute. Very
cute. Yeah. Do you have any other key bucket list items you want to share prior to departure?
I would like to cry in every neighborhood of
That can be arranged.
I feel like I've done most of them, I think.
Neighborhood, not borough?
No, because I don't go to Staten Island.
Right.
I've cried in Brooklyn.
Oh, neighborhoods in Manhattan.
And I don't go to Queens.
No, fair. Well, I'm excited for you to do all those things.
And Bridget and I don't know what your plans are, collective, for New Year's, but we'll post about it. But Bridget and I are having like a...
Just a night, you know. There will be other people in and out, but we're like having a night. And I cannot think of a better way to ring in the New Year.
Me too.
Brooke, about an hour and a half ago, said, you're going to be my kiss. And I said, yeah. So that's where we're at, everyone.
It's like I never have a guaranteed kiss on New Year's. I haven't in years. But now I do.
It's me. Hey. Me.
It's you.
Wink.
Wink.
Subtle.
I really like this episode of Sex and the City.
I do too. I like it a lot. It's called what? The Post-It Never Sticks Twice?
Yeah.
I think it is the seventh episode of the sixth season. The Post-It Always Sticks Twice. Excuse me. Also, excuse this. I'm so close.
We are in the aftermath of the burger Post-It.
The immediate aftermath, morning after. Burger has handled things so maturely and sweetly. Oops.
It's a great, I am here for this episode.
I liked it a lot too.
Lovely day. So apparently being engaged in New York City is amazing. Charlotte is willing to give up cabs because she has to clutch, again, I'm really into clutching pearls. Mm-hmm. She has to touch her neck so the woman can see her ring. It's huge.
Yeah. So a woman jumps in front of her and Charlotte just gives her the cab she's hailed and we see her ring in
and
every
Carrie's
shot.
Like, alternately, it's also a great place to have a lot of rage. And
she's
like,
somewhere
yells.
Like downtown with a ton of construction and it just looks grungy. And she's wearing like a put together outfit that doesn't really make sense.
She's like wearing shorts that have sandbags and like a sheer shirt with a bra.
It looks backwards, even though it's clearly
not. It's definitely a beach cover up.
Yeah,
it's
very weird. She sits down. Everyone else is very dressed up for whatever morning event is happening.
Carrie goes, I have something to tell you. And Charlotte's like, me too. I'm engaged.
He asked me to marry him.
I like how like disheveled
and
Carrie's.
Her ring is insane.
I don't like a square cut.
I don't either. Charlotte does. Carrie's got some hair happening, some bed hair. It looks like, you know, when you have like a blowout and then 3 days later are trying to.
And they're like, it looks even better than your first ring. And Charlotte's like. Oh, whatever. She, like, you can tell that was not the right thing. And
she's feeling weird about second.
Carrie goes, oh, well, Burr broke up with me on a Post-It. Slaps it down. I like that she carries it around.
Me too. The evidence. She has the receipts on her.
Yeah.
I can't. No, I'm sorry. I can't. Don't hate me. And everyone else is, like, doing the face Brooke is doing now, which is surprise Pikachu, which is just, like. It's exactly what's happening.
I love when you call me memes.
That's our love language, memes. Do you know what was in my time hop today? From, like, 5 years ago? Check yourself before you Shrek yourself.
It always comes back. So an interesting thing comes up is that Miranda's like, I thought you were going to break up with him. And Carrie's like, I was. And I'm like, where are you?
Wait,
been?
What? That never came
so
up.
So that implies that like car ride to the Hamptons.
Yeah. And that
Carrie
him going.
Break up with Burger, but she didn't.
She's telling them about how she's like resisting the urge to leave an angry answering machine message, which is an urge I can deeply, deeply relate to.
So I think like the version of this now, and I've felt this significantly, is like, do I send a text? Do I send an email? Do I call?
Do I
post something on this podcast?
Go fully no contact.
Do I flyer your name across the internet? Like what?
Do I live my best life, but do it publicly as possible?
Oh yeah. Speaking of. Continue.
Carrie is basically just trying to come to terms with feeling like the relationship was a complete waste of time. And Charlotte's like, it's never a waste of time. Even in the worst relationship, you know, like you don't know what's happening, but it gives you something real. Carrie's like, just shows her the post-it note. It's like, you can't tell me shit like this right now. And she says, look at me. If I had never married Trey, then I never would have gotten divorced. And I never would have met my divorce lawyer, Harry. And I wouldn't be engaged now. Uh-huh. Carrie, she puts her ring out and Carrie slaps the post-it note over top of the ring. And she and Kim Cattrall are having a moment afterwards. What season are they dressed for? Who knows what's happening? Kim Cattrall is like a toddler at the beach.
Kim Cattrall, they're both at the beach.
Yeah. So I guess we're back to the people behind them aren't dressed for summer at all. And Carrie's like, I don't know, maybe everything does happen for a reason. Who are we to say? We're all being, you know, pushed into things by the universe. And she says to Samantha, you got it right, I think. Never be too hurt. Smooth, like, what?
Saquon Barkley.
Oh. I was like, is that a foreign language? The way you just posted that, it was remarkable. Carrie's like, Samantha, I think you're onto something. You know, you may have had it right all along. You have to keep it light. You can't get too involved, and then you don't get hurt.
She's like, exactly. If you're never someone's girlfriend, you can never be someone's ex-girlfriend. Words to live by.
Uh-huh. Although Carrie says, you know, I'm going to spend as much time mourning this relationship as he spent ending it.
She takes a moment, she blue steals, and she goes, okay, I'm over it. Let's go somewhere fantastic.
And have a fantastic time. What could we do that would be fantastic? And here it is. I've heard about this for so long. Samantha says,
I'm taking you to bed. Buckle in, kids. How many bed puns can one make in 25 minutes?
It's about to get crazy. We recommend a substance drinking to keep game. You company here. Carrie says, look how many men have broken up with you and you're fine.
And
Come to bed.
Those like kind of weird.
We get a real early question.
Yes.
Hang on. We ready for this?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. You want to start?
Carrie is on her bed snacking.
As we all are.
You know.
People say everything happens for a reason.
These people are usually women.
And these women are usually sorting through a breakup.
It seems that men can get out of a relationship without even a goodbye.
So apparently women have to either get married or learn something.
Why are we in such a rush to move from confused to Confucius?
Do we search for lessons to lessen the pain? You didn't see me do the air quotes, but there are air quotes.
They're in there. Lots of air quotes in this.
Do we search for lessons to lessen the pain? I mean, I think that this is a very good question.
Yeah. I do too, because I think that is actually a real coping mechanism as you move on from something, is to figure out what it taught
you. I also
you.
Just think that, like, biologically, mm-hmm. men can kind of be like, I'm done.
I think sometimes, definitely. I don't want to, we do a lot of generalizing for good reason on this podcast.
So do they.
I know.
Sex in the City.
But
not men. Love your work.
Right. Because I do think there are men who do feel very deeply when things end, whatever. But I think in the terms of, like, the kind of emotional stuntedness we're talking about with Berger, absolutely. And I think that's can be more common than not.
Yeah.
Just like a dupe, or they tell themselves they feel that way, or they just don't deal with the actual feelings that they're feeling.
Yeah.
Which is why the cycle continues.
Yeah. It just like, this whole episode, there's sort of like the question of, do we like villainizing women for like being angry during a breakup?
Right.
And I think it obviously it all is contingent on what the breakup was. Uh-huh. Now, so Bridget, sorry, just a side note, Bridget and I just spent like maybe 2.5 hours reading a book on astrology out loud.
It's really, really cool.
And now, and Geminis apparently, like, our limbs are our hands, and now I'm very conscious, and I'm very much speaking. I speak with my hands. I'm a big gesticulator.
You are.
My dad and I fight about this because he thinks I'm being rude, but I'm really just expressive.
How is that rude?
I don't know, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Anyway.
Was there a thought you were finishing? Did you finish the thought?
I'd finished the thought.
Meanwhile, Samantha was at home dressing a man for a change. She's gotten him a bunch of designer suits. The man being like, Smith Jarrett.
And he's like, I don't feel comfortable. I want to wear a wife beater.
Specifically, he doesn't feel comfortable wearing a label.
So the idea of labels is now thrown into the episode. Put that in your brain tanks.
More pun places. He's like, I just want to wear this. And she's like, well, okay. That'll work. You're going on MTV.
TRL, baby.
Mm-hmm. She said, because he's the absolute hunk and is clearly very famous for this one ad he's done, which is not really how things
I think
work.
This is just like their version of an Instagram model.
Right.
And then he like hugs her and is like, you're the best girlfriend.
How did I get hooked up with such an amazing girlfriend? And that was a label that Samantha was not comfortable wearing.
And she just like spirals out of control.
She does it very subtly and smartly, where she's like, what time is your limo coming? And then she's like, I insist that you wear at least these designer sunglasses. And she says, and as your publicist, if someone asks if you have a girlfriend, you should tell them that you're still looking, you know, like it's part of the allure.
Do you think that's gonna go well for her?
No, of course not. Samantha's having feelings, and she's like clutching
his backpack like a little baby.
Yeah, stroking it weirdly.
Stroking leather.
You should say you're still looking.
And she does it with these like sexy eyes.
And you haven't found anyone special yet.
And he's like, "That's what you want."
And she agrees that that's what she wants. And he doesn't really want to do it. And then she gives him the sunglasses.
She's like, please wear the Dior sunglasses.
It's MTV. If you're not wearing something the kids can't afford, how will they know they're supposed to look up to you?
It's really sad.
Yeah.
And so that night, as Charlotte was deciding what to wear with her ring, really ring forward.
She's
Harry's not in this episode.
Testing her ring against everything in her closet.
And it goes with everything except her old wedding dress. Which, this is like a weird thing because like you keep your wedding dress.
Yeah.
And like, what do you do with it? It's been like, it's been like tailored specifically to you.
Save it for your daughter ostensibly, but then like, that's not really a thing at all anymore. I don't know. Memories. Something you paid a lot for.
But, like, the divorce, like...
I know. Well, it's Charlotte, though.
Wedding dresses are so expensive.
I know.
So, meanwhile, Charlotte...
Nope. Miranda is on the phone with Samantha. Nope.
You guys, you stuck it out with us for almost...
These are truly our children at this point.
Almost 3 years.
No. Almost 2 full years.
Almost 2 full years.
Yeah. Crazy. She doesn't want to go out.
She's not feeling great.
Carrie wants to go out, and she's like, don't make me pull the post-it card on you. I just want this day to be about something fantastic.
And
that's not
don't want it to be the day I was broken up with a post-it.
Miranda's like, how about the day that your friend discovered all of her clothes are covered in spit up?
She's like, ugh, fine.
She agrees because
she can't.
And then
she looks in her closet, and glimmering in the top shelf are what they call
skinny jeans. And at first I thought, skinny jeans. But no. It's too early for that phenomenon. They literally mean skinny jeans.
Jeans that you wore when you were skinny.
The like hallowed jeans
I have
you always try and fit back into. I did for a very long time. They were very nice jeans that I never properly fit into and eventually gave away. But yeah.
Because I think I gave away mine because it's a bad thing.
A bad metric.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's setting yourself up to be disappointed.
And the way that these women talk and think and feel about it is. But it's also good for her. She's excited about
it. She's like, I haven't fit in these jeans since 1985.
When I had mono. And she's so excited. She also does this, like, they sometimes make Miranda, like, slightly, like, punky. Or like
she's wearing weird. Everyone's wearing weird stuff.
Yeah.
What's her name? Samantha is wearing like a Goo Goo Dolls like romper.
It's very weird. Yeah.
Romper is the word.
Cut up and it's cute, but
and they're
it's
like,
weird.
Miranda, how'd you do it? She's like, well, I had a baby and I became a single working mother and I didn't have time to eat. And it's like, yes, not eating is the way to get skinny, honey. Yes.
And Samantha's like, that's not a diet I'll ever do.
Because of the baby.
She will never
and
have
Samantha's
the baby.
Samantha's hair is like very straight and I don't like it.
It looks
bad. It's like flat and straight.
But it's very 90s. It's almost like an Aniston haircut.
Like but Aniston had like volume at the
roots. No, she did.
Carrie's hair, on the other hand, looks
phenomenal.
Stunning. She is wearing something.
It's, of course, way longer and way curlier than last episodes, but it looks great.
She's
is always
extensions.
Wearing something vaguely psychotic.
It's like, and it's Charlotte. True.
They
looks,
just. It's funny that they never address it in the show. You know, like she, it's just something that happens. Her hair just vacillates wildly.
And Charlotte's wearing like a cute like sequined top.
Yes.
And so they're going to
bed. She looks the most normal of all of them.
Yeah, she looks cute. And the
they're in this place. Everyone is in like jammies and
robes. Like, and the hostess risky is like
business outfits.
No and beds. And Samantha's like me, Samantha VIP. Jones PR. And she's like, 1 second, please.
And Miranda goes to the bathroom right before they go to sit down.
They sit down first.
Because Miranda, because Miranda never goes with them to the table. She gets waylaid by that guy.
Oh.
So Miranda goes, she walks off to the bathroom, and immediately after, the hostess is like, oh, yes, ladies, come back. Also, I recognize that woman. She's someone, the hostess.
And so Miranda goes to pee, and they're like, do you really want to pee? Just want to look at your ass? Oh, because in earlier, those jeans. Samantha's like, I never noticed how good of an ass you had. So she's sweating.
She walks away, and she like shakes it for them. And then the hostess takes them back to their bed.
To their bed.
Without sans Miranda.
Do you think that bed is a real place? I think it is, right?
I think it was based on a real place, wasn't it?
I want to go to bed.
Yeah. I don't think it still exists, though.
And Samantha gets... Miranda gets knocked into, like...
A bed. An open bed that just has one guy on it. And she's like, I'm so sorry I was pushed.
And he goes, and I didn't even have to buy you dinner first. Lots of, like, jokes about going to bed with someone.
And she says, I was pushed. And he says, do you want me to kill them? And she says, yes, please. And he says, I was bluffing. And she's like, I know. And then he says, I've never had such a hot girl in my bed.
And she goes, sorry for crashing. And he's like, please stay.
Please stay, please. And she is so, like, flattered by the attention and by she's how also, vocal like, he's being. She's also, feeling herself. Yeah, totally.
The jeans.
And he's being all about her.
You know, she's wearing her skinny jeans.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, stay. So the other three have gone to their bed.
Samantha's like, everyone here is old.
And they're giving Samantha shit about how she's dating Smith and how he's basically a zygote. And
a zygote, a
like
child.
The little like the cell prior to,
and then we make eye contact across the room with none of
Michael
the
Showalter.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, and Michael Showalter.
Burger's three friends,
and Carrie goes over. They're basically like, you can go and say hi. It's fine. Just be chill.
Why?
I mean, yeah, she could just nod and say hi and it would be fine. I mean, this goes exactly how everyone thinks it will. And so the first time she goes over.
I feel like, well, I guess they broke up today.
Literally that morning. So she plays it pretty cool and she walks over and Michael Showalter, Ricky or whatever his name is like, hey, guys, this is Billy. Thank you. This is Burger's girlfriend. And Carrie's like, beep,
deep, deep. She's like, actually, we broke up today. And Billy, which with no tact, is like, yeah, I heard you guys had some problems.
A lot of issues.
Which is like, don't say that to her.
Right. And then Carrie's like,
oh, did we?
Really? And you knew about all of that? And so she says, like, you know, yeah, we did. And he was awful in bed. And then just turns and walks away.
And her eyes like widen and she.
And their eyes all widen behind her.
And they start like chatting.
Did she just say?
He's awful in bed. And Carrie's like, well, I got the version of my voicemail, I guess.
Yeah, I left that angry voicemail with his friends.
And she's like, it's not even true. And Samantha's like, eyebrow raised. And she's like, that was two times, Samantha.
Because they had trouble in the beginning.
They did.
And so her friends, like idiots, are like, okay, if you want to fix this, just go back over and explain what happened. Which is like, you guys have had, she says, I took the lowest possible road. It all came out. And you're like,
it's also just like so indicative of what they thought, like that, like telling a man that he's bad in bed is the worst possible thing you could say to someone.
So she gets up. Also, she's wearing a literal bed sheet, like cinched around her. It's very
she
weird.
She goes, that thing I said before,
terrible and not true.
Things were great.
He
electric,
was fine in bed.
Fireworks.
Great. In fact,
she like goes.
And they're all kind of like, okay, what's happening already?
Because she's spiraling.
I don't even know why I said that.
Because she didn't have a chance to process the... And Michael... is that Michael Showalter?
Yeah.
So they're just like, okay.
He's like, sure, breakups are tough. And she says, yes, under normal circumstances, they are tough. Under my circumstances, they're the worst in the world. And you can't possibly understand what I've gone through.
Look, I don't want to drag you into this, but Burger broke up with me on a Post-it. And he's like, oof, that's tough.
And she's like, that is, just so you know, not the normal reaction. When you tell people that, everyone else I've told that has had the appropriate surprise Pikachu face.
Which she's like, not that I've told that many people. Just like, it's like going on and on.
And she's just digging the hole deeper and deeper. paper, just some girlfriends. And she's like sweating. And I'm trying to understand why someone would do that. And this just opens the door for these idiot boys to be like, well, I don't know. Breakups are tough no matter
and
what.
And you can't really win with a girl.
Girls can be angry and scary.
And she's, Carrie just like goes off. She's like, yeah, of course we're fucking angry and scared. We're allowed to be.
She's also like, also, no, there is a good way to do breakups. It's decency and having the guts to do it to someone's face and not to do it over a fucking post-it. She really like, she's not wrong, but it's just one of those like wrong audience, wrong moment. The things you say to your friends and not to his friends in the 12-hour aftermath.
Oh, because Miranda at brunch earlier is like, yeah, one time a doorman broke up with me and I went down and she was like, I'm sorry, Miss Hubbs. This person won't be coming down ever again.
And just so you know, Andrew, like most women aren't angry, irrational psychos. But she's doing that infuriating thing often as a woman when you're emotionally invested in thing and you... in you something get, and you know that you're like in some way proving their stupid things right when you get passionate and you get and they're sitting there like coolly detached devil's advocate like
advocate taboo
and thoughtful and decent and honors what we had together, just like wrong audience. So my point, Billy, is this: there is a good way to break up with someone and it doesn't include a post-it.
And he's just like, I mean, what a hard scene this must have been to film for him. Like, good Michael Showalter.
Oh, okay.
And then she's like, she grabs her champagne. She shrugs it. She goes, okay, we have to go now. Thank you.
And they just walk straight out. Also, this psycho bed sheet thing she's wearing has a hood. Her bra is fully revealed in the back. It's just, I think it's
Miranda's,
togas
like,
for the
Like, who is this guy
Carrie
here
Bradshaw.
With that bed?
He's also not very cute. But this guy is sitting with Miranda.
I can't
and
decide if he's cute or not.
He's not really. Okay. He's totally into Miranda, though. And that's really what it's about. And he's cute in the, like, he can talk to her way. You know, he's like, they're having a nice conversation.
He looks like... You know who he looks like?
I can't believe she doesn't have a boyfriend. Who?
He gives me a little bit vibes of the person that we've been talking about trying to figure out the timeline of Ghost of Breakups Past.
Yes.
He sort of looks like that person.
Yes. Yes. I see it a little bit.
In like the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
The face. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, he looks so much like him. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, are you hot?
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
Cause like he wasn't whatever.
Honestly, he'd be way cuter without the like Justin Timberlake ramen hair thing happening.
Ramen hair.
He's like, her friends come to collect her and he's like, you're really hot, I wish you could stay. And she's
like, thank you.
And
goes,
then she leaves.
What?
Okay, so I'm angry. So those guys will tell Berger that I'm angry. I can live with that. And then they hear these three guys behind them going, come on, bro, give me a hit.
And Miranda, fuck me. Carrie like sniffs out like a little pup. She's like, weed.
And then she's like, maybe those guys will give us a hit. And Miranda's the brave one who ends up going over and being
like. But Samantha's like, I like weed. And Charlotte's like, oh,
weed?
No.
Are we really going to do this?
Oh, my God, drugs?
And Carrie says, that's exactly what my mind needs. Cloudiness. Hey, when was the last time you smoked pot?
Miranda goes, I think I was wearing these jeans. Charlotte's like, ah, me never.
I'm not smoking pot.
And Carrie just goes, post it.
Samantha says, I'd call my dealer, but he's at the Cape. I'll ask
Miranda's
those guys.
Like, Miranda's
Miranda
got her
says,
skinny jean confidence on.
Yeah, she's ready to conquer this
I
night.
Feel like there's a music
Excuse
that plays
me, fellas.
Every time that Miranda tries to, she's like, excuse me, where can I get pot?
Continuity. Carrie suggests that the girls smoke pot and then asks the last time that they had. Miranda says she thinks it was the last time she wore her skinny jeans, which she said was 85. But on season 3, episode 15, Hot Child in the City, she took the pot from Power Lad when leaving. The show ended when Miranda, Carrie, and Samantha smoking with them smoking in Carrie's apartment.
No, Miranda's not there. That's just Samantha and Carrie. They're wrong. Carrie takes it from the kid
guy.
That she lives with his parents.
Look at your continuity mess ups.
But it's just Samantha and Carrie smoking weed.
Damn.
Namaste.
Namaste. Wild. Samantha says, I like her in those jeans. We should write
she
to
has
Amazon Prime. Let them know they suck.
Yeah, excuse me.
That's directly Bezos' fault.
Excuse me.
Miranda goes back and she's like, they're going around the corner to demand to drown the hound.
The bar that we would be at.
Yeah. Yep. Drowned the hound.
It's like a dive bar.
Yep. Absolutely. My, when she scores, she scores. So they all go over there. Tommy, the bartender, is getting people shots.
And this is like your typical, like, this is like where we were
the other
night. A New
York dive bar. Literally where we were to go dancing.
Yeah.
And I thought they were being ironic. I see our guys, says
and,
Miranda.
Oh, because Miranda's like, the one in the glasses is for me. So she goes over there.
And Charlotte says, if the last place was called bed, this place should be called smell.
And she goes, well, hold your nose, because I promised I'd watch Smith Jarrett on SNL, on TRL, and they have a TV here. So she goes to the bartender.
Samantha goes over and to get him to change the channel.
$20 for three drinks and a channel change.
And there are peanut shells everywhere.
And also earlier in the episode, they're talking about Charlotte's second wedding. And she's like, I think I want it to be small. I don't think I want to have bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. And the three of them are like, yahoo!
Exactly. And so Carrie and Charlotte are at the bar. They're cute.
They see a bachelorette party.
And the bachelorette party is having a really nice time. And they ask, Charlotte's being like sad a little bit, but they ask her to take a photo for them on a disposable camera.
Well, Charlotte's like, I wish I'd never been married before. And Carrie's like, all right, well, I'm going to turn what you said around on you. If you hadn't met, if you hadn't been married, you hadn't gotten divorced, you wouldn't have met Harry.
And she's like, but it's just my second marriage. And, you know, I hate that I finally found the love of my life and I can't celebrate it in a big, big way.
Nobody's saying you can't celebrate in a big, big way, bitch.
You can do whatever you want, which Carrie says. And Charlotte's like, no, I can't. It's inappropriate. Like, she governs herself so much more strictly than she needs to.
And so one of the cute ladies on the bachelorette party asks Charlotte to take a picture.
All black women, all cute. Okay, all
but then Carrie was like, I know. Make this about the white woman.
I know. Before Charlotte can take one photo, she's like, guys, she got engaged last night. And they're like, oh, they're cute about it. But then Carrie's like, basically like, put her in your picture and I'll take it of
all
of you.
She's like, look at her ring. And it's like,
don't show people your crazy ass ring. These women, they're sweet about it. But her ring is like,
and then she's like, you have to be in the picture.
And so
it's like this woman is having her bachelorette party at a dive bar. And they put
her veil on her and stuff. It's sweet. Right. And Charlotte's there taking the moment with her ring that could buy the bar.
Yeah. It's very cute.
It is cute. It is cute. And so they start
asking her a bunch of questions about the wedding.
Where's the reception? What's happening?
And Carrie's like, fly, my little bird. Because I think Charlotte is finally feeling like she can flex that muscle.
Yeah.
Glasses guy is hot.
He is. So the three of them, Miranda's into glasses guy. He's basically like, I'm not sure we're going to pull this pot off for you. Because the guy's not here. And then all three of the guys are like, wait, I was going to buy her a drink. You have a girlfriend. No, I was going to buy her a drink. And Miranda's like, guys.
That's the secret about the skinny jeans. It's not so much a state of behind as it is a state of mind.
There you go.
Stupid.
Now you've seen him naked on a billboard right here in Times Square, and now he's on TRL wearing clothes. Damn.
Smith Jarrett is on at TRL, and basically he says exactly what Samantha
wanted. He does a great job. He's natural. He's talking to the audience.
I'm not dating anyone. I'm dating, but I'm not seeing anyone special.
I'm still looking for someone.
And he looks directly at the camera. And shock upon shock upon
Samantha
shock.
Samantha feels sad.
Doesn't like that.
And then there's this guy who's been like humping up on Samantha who she hasn't been paying attention to. And then after he says it and she realizes she feels bad, she's like turns around to this grody guy and is like, kiss me. And then grody guy has a girlfriend, a New Jersey girlfriend. And she and her friends come for Samantha for kissing her boyfriend for, you know, good man reason.
But she's basically like, she kissed Frankie. I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
You think you're such hot shit kissing other girls'
city
boyfriends?
City girls.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
And
they
she
go
punches
for
her, sort of.
Like,
and then
slaps her.
And then they
the
start
face.
To come for her. And Carrie and Samantha run
scream.
Out of the bar.
They scream.
It's very funny.
The girls don't come after them. And then Samantha is like, guess what I have? And out of her jumpsuit, Lord knows from where, because she's not wearing a bra, pulls out a joint.
Because she goes, $20 in that bar can buy three drinks, a channel change, and a joint.
And they get high. They both do this funny like puff as they're doing it. And they're doing this
like
men are bullshit.
Carrie is about pot.
Men are garbage.
Can
men
you imagine
are bullshit.
How sweet it was to be so excited
so
about pot?
Sweet.
What's pot?
I feel it.
Never
What's
smoked
pot?
It in my life.
I have pots on my stove. All right. They light up. They're smoking. They're talking about men being bullshit. Iconic gif right there.
Fucking
men, Samantha says.
This is us.
Yep, truly. And they trade back and forth a bit more, and then Samantha, what does she do? She goes to do something to, I don't know exactly what. She hears someone call. She sees the guys.
She goes, being someone's girlfriend, no good can come of it.
That's what I'm saying.
You
names. Gorgeous scale. Carrie, this is strong weed, she says. Oh, her phone rings.
Carrie puts the pot in her mouth, and then all of a sudden, the
Samantha
cops
gets a call and
up.
Walks away because it's Smith, and the cops pull up behind Carrie. Well, first she does this funny thing where she like pulls her hood up.
Perfect. Just like we planned.
Can you hear me?
So she walks away.
She also tells Smith she's not going to meet up with him later, that he should go party with all the MTV people.
Right.
And so now he's partying with them and she's unhappy about it, kind of.
And so Carrie puts her hood on.
She looks amazing with the hair and the hood and the, like, this hair is so good.
I realize.
No high or low.
Would make this day other than the day I got broken up with by a Post-it.
Meow. Police.
And she turns
stay
around.
Where you are.
She's giving me her character in Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's the way it goes. We have to take her downtown.
They're arresting her. And Miranda's like, I am a lawyer. This is my friend. She is white.
She also is like, I'm a mom. Yeah, she is white is the unspoken thing in every line of this. This would never work.
She's had a very, very bad day. And her boyfriend just broke up with her
on a Post-it. And the officer's like, nah, that's not real.
And Carrie knocks on the window and shows the Post-it, which is also iconic.
And he says, I'm sorry, I can't.
Don't hate me. And she goes,
This is how I knew the Post-it.
He goes, wow, brutal.
Brutal. And then he's like, tell you what, I'll write you up for smoking in a bar, which had just become illegal.
And they're like, no,
don't do anything for her. And he says, I can't. I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
It's amazing writing.
It's really good.
And so now they're eating like ice cream.
No, they're having banana splits.
So ice cream?
It's, well, yeah. And bananas and whipped cream. The day I got arrested for smoking a doobie.
I just called it a doobie. And Samantha's like, you didn't get arrested.
And she laughs. She's cute, really, very cutely high. You didn't get arrested. See? Your Post-it was your get out of jail free card. But she wouldn't have been smoking.
If you never met Burger, then you... And Samantha's like, shut the fuck up.
You're killing my buzz.
Charlotte's so annoying.
And Miranda's like, I'm starting to agree. If I hadn't accidentally gotten
pregnant, I never would have had Brady. And Charlotte's like, cute. She goes, I'm not finished. I wouldn't have had Brady. And then I would have had time to eat. And I wouldn't have fit into my skinny jeans.
And realize the city is full of cute men. Now that's my kind of thinking.
Carrie, don't
Bogart the split, says Samantha. Okay, I know what I learned from my burger relationship.
Everyone's like, pause.
And Carrie's like, I don't know. And then she laughs. Like, she's like, I lost it.
I just had it. And then Charlotte's like, you guys, I was thinking.
And they laugh.
I think I want.
Bridesmaids.
And they're all like, no.
And she goes, you wouldn't have to wear those matching dresses.
And they're like, great.
We love it.
It's very sweet. And they're good friends. And I love them.
Their faces when she asks are so funny. You don't have to wear the matching dresses, I promise. I'll write to that.
All right.
Can I get that in writing? I love their laughs.
And then they zoom out as they laugh.
I think I've had enough. My jeans just popped,
and that's
says Miranda.
It.
And it really sends Carrie off. And it zooms out, and she's not only wearing this crazy-ass bed sheet, but she's also wearing, like, cargo Bermuda shorts.
It's terrible. It's just bad.
Her hair is great, though.
Her hair looks amazing.
And there was a split, but there was also a banana split. And that is that. Gosh. Golly gee.
What a good episode.
Seriously. Popability.
The white elitism of this episode is a little much.
The politics of New York and NYPD and drugs and all of that would not run the same way, I don't think, in 2018.
Well, also, like, I don't think you would get arrested for smoking pot on the street.
No, you wouldn't.
It's decriminalized, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's on its way to being. They no longer prosecute for it.
Yeah.
In, like, you don't go to a trial. At most, there's a fine.
Yeah. So
that was another new change.
Not ploppable.
And we're working towards it. Not ploppable, exactly.
But other than that, I think super ploppable.
Yeah,
TRL,
largely.
Unfortunately, is no longer really a thing. I think it would be.
Well, they tried to bring it back this year, and it flopped hard.
Yeah, because no one watches music videos anymore. Because we're all on our feckin' phones.
Feckin' phones.
Who did you resonate with, my sweet?
A lot of Carrie. Mm. A lot of that anger and not knowing where to put it and trying to look like the bigger person, wanting to be the bigger person. And wanting to distract, all of that. You know, it's of course, you know, I get it. A little bit of this, I understand the Charlotte thing, the feeling, you know,
yeah,
constrained or not wanting to make a big deal out of XYZ or whatever it is.
Yes.
Also Miranda, for sure. That feeling of like, oh, we've all like had those moments where you just are like,
put something on that you're like, yeah, I haven't been able to wear
in your
this
body, and just like, and I feel great, and like, clothes. And
it's,
you.
It's, I think it's a nice remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
A word I just made up. I think that is a word. Remembrance is a word, but that's not in what the you way meant. That I mean. It's a good reminder.
Yes.
That like your state of mind is as important as what you look like.
That's right. Or more so.
Or more so.
But they can definitely influence each other, and that shit's real.
100%. I've experienced that.
100%.
I realized that this week.
Yeah.
I also resonated with Carrie.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Samantha, I think.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm cool.
Uh-huh.
It's like not quite the same. Uh-huh. It's like, I don't want to be your girlfriend. And then when you're presented with someone not being someone's girlfriend,
you're like, no.
I'm doing a lot of eye work. I'm sorry. I hope that you can't see.
She is. It's stunning.
I'm really disappointed in myself for not giving you guys the gift of my eyes.
So weird on so many levels.
Yeah, take that and digest that.
Yeah, stay tuned this week. 2 episodes. Fun things. Well, a couple things.
We're going to give you a special New Year's mini-sode.
Yeah.
Bridget.
Yeah.
Delta uppy downy?
Yeah. My Delta up is having a few days off work and a little bit of reading and rewatching Veronica Mars from the beginning more slowly, which is actually fun because I missed some stuff the first time.
Wait, you're rewatching it?
From the beginning.
Like, but you finished it.
I finished it, watched the movie, started it over.
Oh, wait, I've been waiting for you.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, we can do that. I'm just through the first season.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
We can figure it out.
Because weren't we going to do that as like a thing?
I will watch it again.
Okay, so I'll wait for you.
I thought we were going to do it maybe potentially long distance.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm buying it this time around, the episode, so I want it forever.
I hope you guys can hear my stomach rumbling on this podcast.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm hungry.
Great. Delta up.
My Delta up is my other Delta up is I'm excited about a fresh start metaphorically.
And I feel like jujitsu.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I had my first real class on Friday and it was so fun. I went into it kind of like, oh, my God, I can't believe I've signed myself up for this thing where like I'm on the hook for money and people are going to expect something of me. But it was so fun and satisfying. And I was really just like thrown in and the teacher was impressed, which as I said drunkenly to Emily on Saturday or on Friday night, I love praise. I think I'm going to be pretty obsessed with it and I think I'm going to be able to like really sink into it and I'm psyched. Also yesterday when I finally got out of bed in the afternoon, I was like, oh my God, my whole body sore in ways I couldn't even describe, but it's fun. It's like, it's a serious workout, but it's just like, you're like, I spent half the class like between someone else's legs, you know, and I was just like thrown in.
Samantha would have something to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
I spent sure most would. Nights between someone else's legs.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get your switching in. You?
My Delta up is I have. I had it in my.
A ticket?
What?
Are you having a ticket?
No.
The holiday?
I think it's like the people in my life.
Yeah.
My Delta app is just, oh, wait, no, I have one. That's like tangible.
Friday was really fun too. I'm glad I came out because I came out late after jujitsu.
Me too.
It was just so fun.
I'm so glad. I think it's just like I had a really good holiday, like a really good Christmas.
You seemed like you had a very nice, like true holiday few days.
Yeah. And I haven't had more than 2 days off from teaching since October.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Needed.
And my Delta down is. Just like time's closing in on me. And like, while it's very exciting that I'm leaving, I'm like starting to like panic about.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like less than 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also very excited about that. My other Delta down is just like, I am just a little, I'm feeling really like the amount of toxins I've put into my body in the past week are starting to like have their like depressant effects on me.
Yeah.
And I hate people.
Yeah. People, they let you down. They let you down.
But I also love people.
Yeah. They don't let you down. They don't let you down. Where can I find you on social media?
Well, if you want to find me on Instagram,
uh-huh.
I'm going to do it backwards.
Uh-huh.
You can find me on Instagram at Brooke Wiseman. And you can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. So if you add the underscore, I'll give you a little kiss, but only on Twitter. If you add the underscore for Instagram, I will cyber haunt you.
Give you a little kick.
I'll give you a little kick.
It's all about that CK versus SS. Come on.
What about
you got there?
What about you, Bridget?
You can find me on Twitter, Ms. Burr Macklin. You can find me on Instagram. I almost just lost my phone and Brooke watched me save it. You can find me on Instagram at BridgetM37. Just living my life, dancing my heart out.
Oh my God. Lily was literally like, I saw that video of Bridget dancing and she like talked to you about it.
She told me she was so affected.
She was like,
by
I've
it.
Never felt more comfortable being myself.
She told me that. She was like, it made me want to be me seeing that post. So
it made me want to be me. So thank you for the Bridget, love. Thank you for the gift of your social media and your dancing.
And our social media collectively, we are found at Splat Podcast.
On Twitter, on Instagram, at gmail.com. Please rate, review, subscribe. Send us in the new year with some stars.
Some love, because we love you.
But only five.
Only five.
No less than
high
five.
High five us a star. High five us five stars. High five us whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We love you.
We do love you. I hope their 2019 is beautiful and bright and lovely.
Yeah. Namaste. Good things.
Namaste.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.